Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Nazir Malik, he is the managing director of Malik Travel, on some ideas of where we can go over December. Now remember, of course, December is also a time the children are on leave. Perhaps if you've got a little bit of money available, you'll think about going on Umrah rather than spending time in South Africa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Nazir. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and to all the listeners of Markaz Sahaba. How are you, brother?
Alhamdulillah. And how are you?
I am well. Shukr, with the grace of Allah. We have to thank Allah that we are one more day we have on this earth, and we are blessed with good health. These are some of the favors of the Lord that we normally never ever recognize. So shukr, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Well, Nazir, we've just been telling the listeners that with the dry weather forecast for December, it may be bad news for the farmers, but it means that there's going to be time to get relaxation and to get a chance to see the country with our fantastic weather.
Gee, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, alhamdulillah, you know, every December people have a little bit of extra money because of their bonuses and whatever they may be, or the people that save. Mm. And one of the primary holidays, destinations that a Muslim would obviously think about is, of course, the Holy Haramain Sharifain, Makkah al-Mukarramah and Medina Munawwara. And alhamdulillah, over the December period, most agents have already secured seats for these kind of for Umrah destinations, Umrah as a destination for December and the holiday. And what's more important, brother, is that, you know, what's better than to equip your children into the future, into an Islamic environment, into an Islamic ethos. Mm. And that's so important because our kids throughout the year are bombarded by non-Islamic surroundings in their schools, in their circulars, and everything else. And here's a time to now bring our kids back to check and balance and say, this is where our deen originated from. This is where Islam is at its best and stronghold. And this is where we need to, and how we need to lead our life continuously in the remembrance of Allah. So in that context, it is encouraging to tell each and every person, you know, that an Umrah should be your priority. And to add to Umrah, those that have been for Umrah, what we can do is add other destinations, maybe like Turkey. Okay, Turkey may be a little bit cold, but it is endurable. And then the other destinations are like Cairo. Cairo has Islamic history. Turkey has Islamic history. And of course, you know, we also have the Spain and Morocco that have Islamic history. Then we have an added package, which is called the Three Haram, which is doing Makkah, Medina, and Jerusalem, which is our third haram. And of course, you can, whilst you're there, you can even do Amman together with that. So like that, there are combination packages that one would be interested in. Then you could also add, if you have to leave on Emirates Airlines, for instance, you could go and visit Dubai. So do an Umrah or do Dubai first, visit, and then you can do an Umrah and come back home with the blessings. So like that, there's lots of combination packages that has the Islamic ethos, Islamic feelings to it, and of course adding another destination, so it makes it a holiday and an Islamic, upliftment and spiritual upliftment. And also, what we also need to need, those that cannot afford an international holiday, you know, like for instance, we from Durban, I've proposed this to a few families. You can, up to a family of six people, take a flight from here to Port Elizabeth, and from Port Elizabeth, drive down with a camper, break your journey down into the Knysna, into the Oudtshoorn area, stop over for a day. It has a six sleeper in this camper. You drive in it, it has a bathroom, it has a kitchen, it has all the facilities for a comfortable ride and a memorable journey, and drive into Cape Town. And there are so many options that one would be able to engage and take into for this December holiday. What's very, very important is to keep our kids as close to us as possible. Because today, with drugs, with other sidetracking,
distractions,
agents, you know, your kids could very well be distracted from where they need to be. And considering the fact that they have so much of time at leisure, so let's think about this. Let's keep our kids together. Let's, during the holidays, it is valuable time, because when in our during our working days, mom and dad, most homes are working. We don't have that valuable time with our children. And here is that time during the holidays that we would be able to spend some quality time with our children, be it locally. You know, there are so many places in our country itself, the Eastern Transvaal. There are so many beautiful sites that we could be able to visit and enjoy. People from outside this world, outside South Africa, come into South Africa to enjoy South Africa. And yet we within South Africa don't even take the pleasure, don't even know what's there to that's offered in South Africa itself. Our wildlife, mashallah, is second to none. And we have never taken the pleasure of seeing the natural side of South Africa itself. So, listeners, there are so many things that we can do during this holiday. If you want an Islamic boost and upliftment, there are various things that we can do. Even if you are inclined to go and visit all those that have contributed to the Deen of Islam in South Africa, all those great friends of Allah, those walis of Allah in South Africa itself, there are numerous of them in the Cape itself. How they contributed to the Deen in uplifting, in making sure it is kept and maintained in South Africa, in spite of the challenges that they had during the era of apartheid. So these are so many things that one can engage in. But the most important thing is to keep your children with you so they are not distracted in any way possible. And hence, we would be able to maintain a greater future as a family unit and be bonded together. There's so many things that you may not know what has transpired in the life of your child in whilst in school throughout the year, but here's the time to catch up with your kids. So listeners, there's so many options. Really, there's so many options. Then, of course, we have the options of the Far East, and you have the options of the Middle East. Then you have the options of the East and the West. I mean, even in the South of America, even the North of America, there's a lot. Then there's parts of Europe that there's a lot that we can do. But it needs, you know, there's so much of discussion that needs to be engaged. But what we need to say is that put your mind to it. Get your family together, spend that quality time. For any further, any further enlightenment that people want, or any further advice that people want, with the greatest of pleasure, they can contact Markaz Sahaba, or they can contact me, and inshallah, we will guide them for whatever way possible. Of course, you must be considerate of the fact that during the December holidays, the fares, airfares are very, very high because of the high demand of seats. But most agents have also secured some block seats, which comes in as a group fare. So it makes it affordable for those that want to go and can only go during the December holidays.
So Nazir, if someone wants to get hold of Malik Travel, what number can they call?
031-207-4977. Or they can go to our website, maliktravel.co.za. Or they can contact me on email, Nazir, N-A-Z-I-R, at malek.co.za, or my mobile on 079-626-5315. With the greatest of pleasure, we will offer any advice that people want so that they may be able to enjoy by whatever budgets that they may have.
There's it. It's a fantastic opportunity. December coming up. It's time to bond with the family. It's a reconnect with your kids. Reach out and see the world and get a wonderful education at the same time. Nazir Malik, MD of Malik Travel, thank you very much for joining us on The Breakfast Show on Markaz Sahaba Online Radio.
JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May everybody have a blessed day today.
And you too. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There you go, huh? I think that is the best way to look at the holiday period.